Tom Casey, the head football coach with the ICAM Manning Wolves, joining us here today as they get ready to take on Westwood of Sloan coming up here in week number six. And, of course, the Wolves are going to be heading on the road up to Sloan. And, Coach, as always, it's good to catch up with you.
You bet. We're glad to do the interview and appreciate you guys giving us coverage.
Coach, you guys, good week of practice coming off that win last week against Ridgeview?
Yeah, I think overall we've had a pretty good week of practice. There's always things that you feel could go a little better or do better, but overall we are doing okay with practice and still working on things that we can feel we can do better and want to do better. So there's always room for improvement. I don't care where you're at in the season.
Coach, do you feel like that win last week gave the guys kind of a renewed confidence coming into this week?
Well, certainly hope so. I don't think whenever you win, it's never a bad thing. So we've been close as far as getting to where we wanted to be in a couple of games. We just haven't executed as well as I think we could have. And last week, I thought our execution was much better on both sides of the ball, and we were able to create some turnovers that we hadn't gotten in the past. We were close to getting them, but hadn't got them. Last week we did, and that always helps out the offense a little bit, and put together some nice offensive drives that ended in scores, and just put a much better game together.
Tom, you had kind of mentioned you were hoping eventually the bounce would switch your way. They hadn't been going your guys' way through the first part of the season. What do you think changed? What do you think got those bounces to kind of go your way? Because it sounded like, in talking with you before the interview today, you guys went out and made some plays to create those bounces and those turnovers.
Yeah, well, we I think we just had a better, defensively anyway, I think we just had a better understanding of what responsibilities were and where we needed to be. We made a really extensive effort to change defenses up every few plays to kind of keep them off balance as to what defense we were in and what coverage we were in. And I think that helped. I think it helped our defense, obviously, and I think it confused them at times. So by doing that, you know, we were able to drop back into some passing lanes and intercept some passes and force some throws that, you know, probably shouldn't have been made. But, you know, when you can get four interceptions in one game, it certainly helps out the offense, giving you some more possessions and a little better field position. So we hope to continue things like that.
Coach, the team you're going to be facing Friday night in Westwood of Sloan, they don't even want to throw, I don't think, four times in a game. So it's going to be a little different look for you. This is kind of an old-school I-formation power football team.
Yeah, well, this is a completely different offense than what we've seen in our first, five football games. We've seen strictly, for the most part, strictly spread offenses. And so this is a double wing type look. Sometimes they'll have a couple of split receivers, some with two wing backs. Sometimes they'll have a tight end with a wing back. Sometimes they won't have a tight end at all with a kind of a type formation. So, but they're doing all this just to kind of get some different looks, move guys around. But what they want to do is run the football. Their quarterback is the main cog of the offense, and he'll run that dive option and read option, and he'll ride that running back into the line right up until the very last moment, and either take it away or give it to him. And so, yeah, we've tried to rep that as best we can, but that's hard to do, actually, to give it a true look and what it's going to be like game-like. So, you know, I encourage the boys to watch a lot of tape and get as much from that as they can, and just understand what their responsibilities are defensively.
Coach, does their quarterback make pretty good decisions on when to hand and when to pull?
Yeah, he actually does. I think, obviously, if you're going to run that, you have to be sure he's confident in what he's doing and gets enough reps. I would say he does a good job of that. At times if anything's caused him some issues, it's some penetration, guys shooting gaps. But I think all teams have a little trouble with that. So hopefully we can create a little chaos by getting to the mesh and maybe making that decision tougher.
Coach, they've thrown about 11 times. At least the DeWald kid has thrown 11 passes on the season. As I mentioned, they don't want to throw it four times a game. Do you guys concern yourself with the pass game at all, or can you? I mean, I know you got to cover guys if they go out on routes, but can you just load that box?
Well, you have to load the box a little bit against this offense, but your corners and safety have to have enough discipline to get their eyes where they belong. They got to read that tight end and wing back and get a feel for what they're doing early on and get a feel for when they're going to release and when they're going to block. And again, you get some of that by watching tape and studying tape. You can kind of get that ingrained in your head, and hopefully by the end of the first quarter you've picked up on those tendencies through a film study and seeing what they're doing on the field. So we're always concerned about the play-action pass, and they do it very well. They like to do it on first down. So we just have to be disciplined.
What kind of look you anticipate in seeing from them defensively?
Well, we've seen both some even fronts and an odd front. Against Logan, who doesn't run the exact same offense as us, at times they had six guys at the line of scrimmage. If not, it was a five-man front. So that's what we expect to see, and hopefully we can create some seams and gaps and get some running room. I felt last week we took a step forward, and we need to take another step this week as far as offensive production and execution.
Well, Coach, looking forward to chatting with you guys again coming up Friday night after the game. Hopefully about a two-game win streak for you. As always, good to catch up with you here today, and best of luck coming up Friday night.
You bet, Jeff. Thank you very much.
You bet. Head Coach Tom Casey again with the ICAM Manning Wolves. Again, they travel to Westwood of Sloan on Friday night.